Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Friday, December the 6th, in the year of our Lord, 1974. We are at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
Outside my shrine. Mary Jensen. As has been promised to you by my son, you will receive a great, majestic warning from the heavens. This will prepare you to either improve and strengthen your spirit, or you will become more hardened and farther from the light. Believe what you see and learn by it. Many manifestations, my child, will be given for the edification of mankind. My son in the Father has chosen this manner to go throughout your world and find many seers to bring the message of your salvation.
These
fears, my child, have met with much persecution and rejection. It is only because the world rejects the message from heaven. For you bring the message of the Spirit. Your country,
thy kingdom come,
thy is in a cesspool of immorality. Your children, unless you turn, will accept your role as parents and bring your children with discipline back to my son. There will be much gnashing of teeth and weeping. But too late, my children. Parents, awaken from your sleep. Look into the lives of your children. What are they doing for their recreation? Where are they going when they leave your home? And what are they learning in their schools? Fear brought abomination and soul destroyers. Teachers, teachers of my life, crazy teachers, shall you stand before my son and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? No, I say unto you, he shall gather you up, you strange shepherd, and cast you into the fire. Many, my son, will fall into the oven. Pray, my children, pray for your clergy. The greatest attack from the agent for the prince of darkness will come to your clergy. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Have mercy upon your brothers and sisters. We ask you not to judge each other, but to pray. We do not condone a wrong. We speak out to correct a wrong, but we do not judge. The Father is always the final judge. Speak once, my child, and if faith not Nathan, speak no more. your heart. What it may not be is decision. Obedience, my child. Obedience. Have sad that the true meaning has met with distortion. Satan has used the rule of obedience to bring about the destruction of souls. There is, my child, only one majesty who commands your obedience. This is the Father. The Father, the Most High God in heaven, the Kingdom of Light. You must not honor man before your God. You must not sell your soul to man. For you, therefore, are selling your soul to the devil. There is about you, my children, a world unseen to your human eyes. These creatures of the darkness never sleep. Beside you to protect you are the angels of light from heaven. Have you called to their guardian?
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy
at the moment of conception, the spirit of light is breathed into the body at the moment of conception. At the moment of emergence from the mother's womb, a guardian of life is given to the born child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
We are saddened to know that you will place in your government one who has the power to continue the slaughter of the holy innocent.
Hail Mary.
Woe to your country and woe unto man. War, abortion is murder, and murder means death. Oh, my child, who have any measure in the slaughter of the unborn, and do this of conscience and free will, will be condemned eternally to the abyss.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Every means shall be used to promote the slaughter of the aged and the unborn.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Now our lady is coming down closer on the left side of the tree. She was very, very unhappy. And now our lady is taking the cloak that's around her head and passing it across the face, crying. Then my child has become a way of life. Whatever
shall become of the children, the little ones. It is for this reason, my child, that the Father's plan to send a plague upon the world. Many young will die. It is in this manner that many young will be saved. Claim my child, much. For many prayers, both cries, bitter tears. No, my child, do not feel sadness at heart, for you will understand that the age in which they will be taken will leave no reason to doubt that they entered with the angels.
Transports of hell.
Prince of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
of mine.
Full of grace, the Lord is to be.
No, not this evening, my child. When he comes to bring peace to your world.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Oh, yes, my child. When my son comes, he will come because it would be a great necessity to save mankind. No flesh will remain unless he comes. So great will be the strife upon earth. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary, a beautiful white rosary with the golden Our Father out in front of her like this. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child, you will now continue with the prayers of the Psalms.
The crucifix, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Most nature, you will bring man to his God through Jesus Christ. The rules have been given to you, set down very clearly in the Book of Life, the Bible. You will not change the word to suit your fallen nature. My word to you is this. Return my house to a state of holiness. Discipline your fallen human nature. Return to the world. A house in darkness will shut its doors. The filth must be cleansed. Now, Jesus is coming forward, and he's placing his hand above his head, and he's pointing out into the sky. Look, my child. Look what is approaching your earth. Oh, I see this huge ball. I've seen it many times, but it's always frightening. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's an absolute ball of fire because it's traveling so fast. It's shooting out the fire from behind it. It's very, very big. Oh, it's like an oven of fire. The color is absolutely hot. Now, it's getting dark, and my eyes don't burn anymore from looking at the heat and feeling the heat. Yes, my child, it is not a pretty sight. Flesh will dry up and blow off the bones as if it had never been. Many eyes will see and still not believe. So weak is the faith upon earth. Prepare yourselves and set your house in order. All will be judged according to what lies in his heart. No man is hidden from his God. Faith, what has happened to you? My representative, you have given yourself to the pleasure of the flesh and the world and the devil. Discipline, starve your body of the demons which you have entered upon yourself by your careless attitude, by your permissiveness, and by your lack of discipline in my house, allowing my sheep to wander and be lost to us. Your teaching, there is much to be changed. Return the spirit of truth, the aura of holiness within my house now, or you will be judged among the least. Now Jesus is moving over. He's going across towards the tree on the right side, and he's looking down now. It's awfully frightening. And now behind him, it's Michael. Michael is coming down now. He's holding the scale, the large golden balance in his hand, in his right hand, and he has the sword in his left hand. Now Jesus is raising his hand and pointing to the balance. My child, your world is in balance. The souls of mankind are in balance. The chastisement is heading for your world. Awaken from your slumber. The sands of time are running fast. Will you be ready? with a cloister for nuns who will live a life of meditation and contemplation away from the world. They will continue the balance of prayers needed for the recovery of souls, of both the lay and the dedicated souls. The priests, the clergy. You will continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement.